Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, proud parents, and loyal followers. We are the Franklin Community Band, as he just told you, under the direction of Gina Bollinger, who has put together a very interesting program for your entertainment tonight. We'll be featuring several of Gina's students and a few of our more senior musicians in a variety of musical arrangements, some new, some old, and some just downright unusual. I'm Jack Brown, subbing for our regular announcer, Linda Kilbert, who left this morning for a Hawaiian vacation. I have no sympathy for her. Our opening number this evening was a saxophone trio performed by Gavin, Andy, and Leanne, entitled Rondo. Great job, gentlemen. The band will now open our portion of the program with a medley titled Rain, made up of three rainy tunes arranged for band by Jack Bullock. You'll recognize Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head from the movie Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, Come Rain or Come Shine from the musical St. Louis Woman, and Singing in the Rain from the musical of the same name.
Thank you.
Gina's students, Samantha Thurman, an eighth grade flute student at Franklin Community Middle School, will perform Adagio from Sonata in G Major. Samantha has also been sitting in with us at rehearsals for the last few weeks. She's a welcome addition to our flute section. Next is a sixth grade student at the Custer Baker Intermediate School, Ethan Bergman, who will perform a flute solo, A Little Night Music.
Thank you.
always got an empty chair in the food section. Back to the band again as we play It's All Right With Me, a popular song written by Indiana's native son, Cole Porter, for his Broadway musical, Can Can. This number was recorded by many artists, including Bing Crosby, Old Blue Eyes, Frank Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald, and more recently by Harry Connick Jr. Known for their intricate vocal harmonies, The Association recorded several top hits in the 60s and 70s, including Wendy, Cherish, and Never My Love. You'll enjoy this medley.
I'm
Clarinet solo featuring 8th grade Franklin Community Middle School student Katie Knight. Katie will perform a waltz from Coppelia. Better make some room in the clarinet section, guys. Sammy Davis Jr. made the hit parade with this next number, and it became his signature song for many years. Mostly known for his vocals, Sammy really began his career as a street performer, tap dancing with his father and his uncles on the sidewalks of Harlem when he was only 5 or 6 years old. But here's his feature song, The Candyman, from the movie Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Show you that we are a very versatile group. How about a line dancing favorite from a few years back, originally recorded by Billy Ray Cyrus in 1992?
Who?
Yee-haw! Here's an achy breaky art. Thank you. Feature Sheila Morton on cowbells, by the way. This next number features our spectacular saxophone section with special help from our young students in an unusual arrangement of an old Tin Pan Alley song, Bill Bailey. A wide range of singers have recorded this number over the years, including Louis Armstrong, Pearl Bailey, and more recently, Bobby Darin. This arrangement includes a variety of harmonic and rhythmic passages, very impressive, to say the least. Excellent job, guys. Okay, let's keep the sax section front and center to perform Beyond the Sea, another of Bobby Darin's hit records, hitting number 6 on the Billboard charts and number 15 on the Rhythm and Blues charts. Another top toe-tapper number. And by the way, Jeff Nelson has the baton for this number. Now, my favorite of the evening's program, it's been said that American music got its start in the plantation area of the Deep South, mainly in the sad songs about hard times and lost loves. Then these melodies were merged with the Cajun music of New Orleans, the Appalachian, Scotch-Irish, the Mississippi Delta, the Nashville country, the Kansas City, and the St. Louis influences as the music made its way up the river to Chicago and continue to affect today's musical lifestyle. One of the pioneers in the blues music field was the great W.C. Handy of New Orleans fame. His most famous and probably most copied composition was, and is still today, St. Louis Blues. This number features two fine musicians, Steve DeMuth on alto sax and Gary Sparks on trumpet, in a unique arrangement. Better hold on to your hats, because you've never heard this number performed this way before.
Forgive us, Lord.
Now you see why we like that number. Our final number tonight includes selections from the popular musical Mary Poppins and includes Feed the Birds, Chim Chim Cheree, Step in Time, and Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Yes.
How about that? Easy for you to say. This score won the Academy Award for Best Score and Best Song for Chim Chim Cheree, and a Grammy Award for the Best Original Score for a Motion Picture. Selections from Mary Poppins.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming this evening. We hope you enjoyed the program. Parents, I know you enjoyed the program and are most proud of your young musicians. We are too. Thank you. Good night.